You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. We start off with some ongoing events, including food drives happening at the Sawyer County Courthouse at the Main Street entrance. They are taking in donations of breakfast cereals, pancake mixes, jellies, peanut butter, healthy snacks, mac and cheese, a variety of condiments, and other household items. Make sure you bring those again to the Sawyer County Courthouse at the Main Street entrance in Hayward. For food pickup, these four different places are available. Hayward Community Food Shelf, which is open Mondays and the first Saturday of each month from 9 o'clock until 12 noon. Hayward Community Food Shelf is located at 16216 West Highway 63 in Hayward. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf Pantry is also another place open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 10 o'clock. They are located out at 11255 North State Highway 2777, just north of the hospital on the left-hand side. And then open every Thursday of the month, 4 o'clock until 6, Ruby's Pantry is held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue in Hayward. It is a $25 donation for a whole lot of food that you get from this community food shelf. And then finally, Le Coudre Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians are opening up their own food shelf. This is located next to Kubi's Coffee at the County Road B&K. Food shelf is open to all LCO tribal members. Today, it'll be opening up at 12 noon until 3. They have lots of different hours available, so check this out on their Facebook page. Again, the food shelf for Le Coudre open now through November 21st and maybe beyond. This is located next to Kubi's and the Credit Union at corner of B&K. The Jarman Elementary Christmas Store is looking for donations. These would be gifts that you would give to parents, grandparents, teen boys and girls, and other kids. You can also make a cash donation. This is what's used for the kids in that school to go purchase gifts for their family members in a store that they can afford. Again, this is at the Drummond Elementary School Christmas Store, looking for donations there as well. Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child is in full swing. You can pick up your shoeboxes at the Hayward Wesleyan Church during office hours of 8:30 until 4. Drop-off begins on November 17th, and you can drop off any boxes that you have created, again, for the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child. For today, Engage Knitting will be meeting at 10 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. If you are an experienced knitter, or maybe you're just beginning, or you just have a different craft that you'd like to do and want the camaraderie, you can check it out. Engage Knitting at the library from 10 until 12 noon today. The Thursday Book Club is going to be held at Redberry Books in Cable, located at 43455 Cavanaugh Road. Redberry Books has several groups that meet on a regular basis to discuss great books. You can check that out at their website, Redberry Books. Thursday Book Club starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The LCO's Constitution Reform Group is meeting today at 5 o'clock at the Kinnaman School. They're working on a proposed three-branch governing system in a new constitution. Again, this Thursday and every Thursday, 5 o'clock until 7 at Kinnaman Museum School. And this is for Le Coudre members only. A writer's group is going to be meeting at the Hayward Library at 6 o'clock on this Thursday. If you're a writer and you're looking for some feedback on your writings, you can join the group at the Hayward Library again tonight at 6 o'clock. The Northwest Connection Family Resources has open play available from 9 until 11 on Friday. Come join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environment. And a snack will be provided. Again, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Center. They are located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward, starting at 9 o'clock until 11. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up on Friday from 10 until 3. And again, they're located on Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital, on the left-hand side there, inside the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward. The North Tattoo Gathering is happening the 14th through the 16th at the Seven Winds Casino. If you're looking for anything and everything tattoo, you will want to go see this event. The North Tattoo Gathering at the Seven Winds Casino, November 14th through the 16th. Girls varsity basketball for Solon Springs will be starting at 5 o'clock on Friday. They will be at New Auburn High School. Again, the girls varsity basketball scrimmage game for Solon Springs will be at the New Auburn High School gymnasium. An Indigenous fashion show will be available Friday evening from 5 until 7 at the Lakotere Ojibwe University. Again, an Indigenous fashion show at the university Friday night, 5 until 7 o'clock.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, Thursday morning, Buzz of the North, WBZH. Welcome to the front porch, Joel and Gray.
Good morning.
I'm not going to give that up. I'm just going to let it go.
No, I'm going to forget about it every day until until I do remember, and then I'm going to just jump in there and blurt it.
Well, there's no more appropriate name for our little get-together here for the Hayward area in the morning than
How about a couple of idiots in a padded room?
Hang on, let me write that down.
I think about the carpeted walls a lot, Joel. Is it really for the benefit of people outside, or is it for us?
The big question is where are we going to get the padded room?
We're in one.
Okay.
We're in the padded room. Look at these walls. They are softened.
I guess.
There's stuff hanging from them.
They're not shag anymore. I'm used to shag when I first started in radio.
Yeah, let me put it this way, though. If we threw ourselves at them, we'd be injured less than if there wasn't carpet on them.
That's very true.
This was a thoughtful design.
Wall-to-wall carpet. Radio people take wall-to-wall carpet seriously.
Oh, man, immediately go back to St. A's and all the rug burn from those walls. Gym walls should not be carpeted. Walls should not be, anyway.
So we're sitting on the front porch here this morning on a Thursday morning. It's a little bit chilly. And appropriately enough, because the last couple of nights, we have had some northern lights that have been lighting up the sky here.
Yeah.
In northern Wisconsin. It's been pretty cool. And, of course, the northern lights are defined as a natural light show in the night sky caused by charged particles from the sun colliding with gases in Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah, and apparently the sun has levels of activity that are kind of never before seen. So if like my significant other, you follow the northern lights, as in like you there are apps that people use,
mm-hmm.
and you'll kind of get like these regions. Here's the yellow area where you've got really good likelihood, and the red area where basically you could see them with your eyes closed. And then you've got the green area where you might be able to see them if you look north. And then there's everybody else. And like those areas, the borders of them kind of shift, of course, based on where the lights are presenting themselves and where the conditions are correct. So last night, we were driving to a boat landing at about 9 o'clock, you know, or I suppose it was like 8:30. And like for days now, Rachel has been like, oh, look at the lights. And here's a 33% chance, which is massively high. If you're looking at a 33%, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so I finally got a little grumpy because I was a little grumpy yesterday. And I said, hon, are we going to keep talking about these numbers, or are we going to go look at these things? Because she said everything but, hey, can we go?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask if you're not going to say it. I'm not going to keep tossing the line. I'm gonna wait for you to ask, to be that squeaky wheel.
Say it. Say Aurora yes. Borealis. Say
and,
it.
And finally I said, are we going or not? And she didn't say anything. I thought, okay, that wasn't the right move. So I re-engineered. I apologized. And I said, I want to go if you want to go. But yeah. I don't want to just talk about going. I'd either go or we never talk about it again. And the boat landing's like a quarter mile away. So I was like,
yeah,
I'm not going to say it.
in layman's terms, the atmosphere is just, it gets a little gassy. It gets a little gassy is what happens with the Northern Lights. But with our ability, because the eye, correct me if I'm wrong, because from Rachel knowing a lot about this, I may be wrong, but the eye is not capable of seeing a lot of the colors
right.
that are with the Northern Lights, correct?
Not as capable as your camera, certainly. I am an Android user. I love Androids. They do things that iPhones can't, but also iPhones do things that Androids can't, and one of them is look at the Northern Lights. Unless you've got a Samsung, I think like a higher-end Android of competing price range with Apple can probably do it, but like Rachel's iPhone, it's actually quite surprising if you haven't looked at the Northern Lights through your phone before. You might look up with the naked eye, and like last night I thought, that sky looks a little bit brighter than normal. I think there might be some green action going on.
Right.
Then you hold your phone up and you can't find a spot that isn't lime green electric, and it's like, holy cow.
So your phone is basically able to see and detect the colors that your naked eye can't.
Way more sensitive. And right. your phone can also do something called a long exposure shot, especially if it's an iPhone these days, which means that you literally, like, your eye is constantly presenting what your face was pointing at like a billionth of a second ago. You know, you're always getting updates, but your phone, you can literally hold your phone pointed at the same thing for 3 or 4 seconds, and it just keeps absorbing that image, and it gets more and more and more detail and more clarity. So yeah. like your eye can not only see less, it can take in less over time because of the instant nature of our sight.
Yeah, Facebook, social media, there's a lot of negatives to it, but one of the positives is the posting of the pictures especially from last night. Just some incredible pictures. And the photos also give you an idea kind of what's going on. You see the luminance come from the ground up, or from the bottom of the photo up, and you really grasp. It's just like, oh, that's what's going on with the Northern Lights.
That's what made last night super unique, was that it had, you know, you often see the pictures and they look kind of like curtains hanging in the sky with that really, sometimes it's got like a really clean, hard defined bottom edge to the lines. That's yeah. not the kind of Northern Lights I've gotten to see very many times in my life. But last night we got there, we found that area where everything looked green, and I was like, okay, I think I know where we can go to see a better view of this. And once we got to that boat landing, there was basically one big green curtain in the sky with a perfectly clean line across it from left to right, and it almost looked like a tree line in the distance where that line cut off, but it was actually just where the light stopped, and then there was a whole gap before that in the top of the trees. It's an astounding yeah. experience, and there's no reason it's beautiful. It just is.
And
love that stuff.
And when you see that color, that's I don't say it's a rare thing, but it's harder to see. Most people, when they think Northern Lights, they say, well, it looks like somebody left the football lights on, maybe in town. It's just a little brighter over there. But to see the colors, like you saw with the naked eye, that's a kind of a rare thing. And the atmosphere was a bit active the last couple of nights. It's been crazy,
and might continue to be. If you've got interest in the Northern Lights, if you're in the northern half of the state, especially, take a look. We're in the finest area in the world.
Yeah, go to our Muskie 101 Facebook page and follow us on WBZH Facebook page and maybe post a picture or two of your Aurora Borealis photos on there. My wife went out and seeked it last night right in town. It was pretty good. It was. She got some nice photos. And so check it out again tonight, Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. And not available for visibility in all parts of the world. It's not totally unique to us, but not everybody gets a shot to see it.
No,
in the world,
and so. That's just it. If you live in town, you might still have a shot.
Yeah, 7:29. We got Pat Kreitlow coming back in on a Thursday morning here on The Buzz of the North. Thursday morning, we're out on the front porch. Believe us, we are. Joel and Gray here. Hope you are well here as we're going to warm things up. A little return of summer. I don't know. Is it politically correct to call it an Indian summer? I don't know if that's
probably not.
Okay. I won't then. it's warmer weather than we're supposed to have with temperatures in the mid 50s. Looks like probably tomorrow and again on Sunday. We talked a little Northern Lights earlier this morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about the they announced yesterday, Gray, that again, this is a great front porch discussion because this is something that. You know, in a modern day hee-haw show, I think guys would talk about this. They'd be like, hey, Bob, did you hear that they're not going to make the penny anymore?
Yeah.
And they announced yesterday they are stopping production of the penny. It's going to stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's there's been potential for that for quite a while now, because I believe there was one of the dozens and dozens of executive orders that hasn't even been processed yet was stop right. making the penny. And there's been talk. I think it's been since as far back as when Bush was in office.
Right, because we all know it costs more to make the penny than the penny is worth. Stores like Quick Trip already, they've done a round up, round down thing already yeah. when you use cash because they say it was because of a shortage of pennies, and they can say that, but I think they were just preparing for what is coming, whatever it may be. And there will be a financial adjustment because you may think, well, it's just a couple of pennies, but when you got millions of transactions going on at some of these big companies, you're talking about a decent chunk of money of how you're going to round up or down or price your product now, right?
Yeah, and I think if you ask me, the inevitable conclusion here is that we round to 25 cents. Why should we carry dimes and nickels when, you know, we're already right there? You are always within 12 cents of a quarter-based price. How about that, Joel? You are always, at most, rounding by 12 cents if you're paying with quarters. That's the maximum margin of error.
So you're saying everything's going to be at least a quarter.
Ditch the pennies, ditch the dimes, ditch the nickels. Let me keep the quarters so we can mollify the people who are scared of a cashless society. You're not wrong to be. I just don't think it's coming as soon as you think and in as hostile a fashion, but that doesn't matter. My point is yes, to answer your question, yes. Ditch everything except for the paper and the quarters, and at worst, you're rounding by 12 cents. That's it. That's it. And you can make a quarter price.
See, this is a bit much for my brain to wrap around.
Well, like for an example, let's say that you've got a price that is 57.5 cents. Well, let's just round that down to 50 cents. We've got two quarters there, and yeah, you lose your 7.5 cents. If that's your profit margin, you were going out of business anyway. Let's look at it the other way. You're charging me 63 cents. Well, frankly, I'd rather just pay 75 and not deal with the jingle in my pocket. Now, am I getting stiffed out of that 12 cents? Maybe. But my question is, does it balance out in the aggregate? How often are we rounding up versus rounding down? And yeah, 12 cents feels like a lot more than 3 cents. But when we're making decisions based off of efficiency and convenience, yeah, we're not actually just making literal choices here. If we were making literal choices, we'd leave the penny and find a way to reduce the cost of production.
So my wife is really thrifty. So I think she may be utilizing the calculator on her phone more than she ever has. She's going to be in the grocery store computing to make sure that the price comes on the final price comes on the lower end of the quarter and not the higher end of the quarter.
Right.
So she can save her 11 cents.
Same here. I would do similar things and you'll find people gaming that. How about this? If you're worried about the balance, how about we make overdraft fees illegal and we can stop taking $12 billion a year from people who don't have it, give it back to the people who are taking the pennies, getting their pennies stolen by this rounding system yeah, I've invented, yeah. And Robin Hood will sleep better.
Yeah. So the penny, actually, the modern U.S. pennies are made of copper-plated zinc.
Yep.
With zinc making up about 97.5% of the coin and copper making up the remaining 2.5% of the coin. So it looks copperish, but it's not.
Copper-plated. And there are certain acids that work on zinc but not copper. And so you can do a neat little thing where if you drill a hole in a penny and leave it in the right acid for quite a while and let the bubbles die down, you end up with just the plating. You end up with this copper husk, almost like the wrapper from the outside of a chocolate coin, but it's copper and it's got no chocolate in it.
I guarantee with that announcement yesterday that they're going to stop making pennies, I guarantee you the thought process of a lot of people, and it was mine too, was just like, all right, I'm going to start collecting pennies.
Yeah, yep. Well, I mean, and that's part of it too. Like, this is a re-announcement too. So if people mm-hmm. are just hearing this for the first time, they are who this announcement was for. the funny thing is most of the people who didn't already know probably didn't hear this second wave of announcements, you know? I think it's filtered down to just about everybody who could care by this point.
Yeah. So, of course, pennies were made out of zinc back in the World War II days because they needed the copper, I guess, back then to make weapons.
Yep.
I guess is what the story was there. But it's going to be very interesting because there will be long financial discussions about the rounding up, the rounding down, what we're going to do. I don't think the penny, your nickel, your dime and nickel theory may happen eventually, but I think society will just need to adjust to the penny, first of all.
Right.
Right.
Right. And a slippery slope is not a legitimate style of argument, but there is something to be said for growing used to something because of similarity. And as we get used to the penny disappearing, that will make the nickel disappearing a less scary idea. So, no, we won't get rid of the nickel because we got rid of the penny, but A definitely contributes to B, and that's where I see it going. I think there's absolutely a balance between the cashless society fear-mongering and the mm-hmm. the obvious convenience that is digital currency and payment systems. There's a middle ground. We'll find it soon.
Who would have thought that the penny would disappear faster than this lady beetle that's, again, walking through my studio
here. I just rested my hand on the desk, and there was a bump I didn't expect, and then it flew away, man. We got some stuff to deal with.
You can always tell warm weather's coming when the lady beetles start coming back out of their nesting point that they found just in the last week. But you know what I'm going to miss most about the penny being gone?
What's that?
Oh, just a penny tray in the counter. That just gives you a hometown feel. You know you're in a small town when you don't have the penny tray at Walmart. You got it at your local convenience store. Give a penny, take a penny.
Imagine how cheap those little plastic trays are about to be, Joel. Let's corner the market and find a use.
There's a company that makes those right now. That's
for now, there is.
They're going to have to readjust
not
their
for
life.
Much longer.
Yeah. So the penny, and we have a segment tomorrow we're going to talk about that's going to kind of piggyback this a little bit. We'll be
piggy
back.
Piggy
bank this? Piggy bank this. Have a great Thursday, Gray.
Sorry.
It is 7:59 here on The Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. In the studio with me today is Don Posh from Indigo. And Don, as people know, or at least I know, you're a good mobility expert for those who have mobility issues, and that's what your company does. Tell us a little more about the history of, again, the company and what you do and what counties you represent.
Okay, we're not a company. We're a nonprofit.
But still which is a company.
Well, we're an organization. Yeah, it sounds a lot more professional.
Oh,
we're organized, or at least we pretend to be.
Yes.
So basically what we are is an independent living center. There's independent living centers all through the United States, and Wisconsin has 8 independent living centers that cover all 72 counties. And we cover Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron, Price, Sawyer, Washburn, and Burnett counties. We also cover the Red Cliff, Bad River, LCO, and St. Croix Tribal Nations.
Okay. And how many of these organizations are you responsible for?
Oh, I'm just responsible for the St. Croix and LCO tribal communities.
Okay.
And Burnett, Washburn, Sawyer, and Price counties. So it's about half of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got your work cut out for you.
I sure do.
Well, a lot of conversations, again, are about mobility and helping people be more mobile in the home or outside the home. And today we're going to be talking about being outside the home, because there is a tool that you have in your toolbox that is pretty handy for hunters that might have a mobility issue, or an older hunter who can't quite get out there, some of these outdoorsy people. And it's a track chair. And I saw a picture of this and I thought, that almost looks like a skid steer. You know,
it looks like a skid steer.
Little mini skid steer.
Yeah, it's really cool.
About this and what people can do with it.
Well, it goes through almost anything. It has been used for ice fishing. It has been in parades. I know that that's not that hard to ride something down the street. But I've had some hunters use it out in the woods, and somebody said they took it over like an 8-inch log. You know, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, especially if you're a wheelchair user or somebody that hasn't been out there like that before,
right,
to be able to just get out on a trail and use it that way. Because oftentimes you think about how many hunters you hear about accidents, people falling out of their tree stands and things that just happen, or you just get older and life kind of hits you in a bad way. You lose your mobility, and then some of the things you love, you leave behind because you feel that, how am I going to get there? Well, this is an opportunity, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat that this is stored in our Superior office.
Okay.
And it has its own trailer, and it has a 3-inch or 2-inch ball hitch. That's all you need. Okay. So the person using it would be responsible to pick it up, but it's free. And you could reserve it for a whole week.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, even if you wanted to use it for the day, just think of maybe you want to take grandpa out to the beach, or take a loved one out to Wisconsin Point. Something like that, where you could walk, but they can't. Then you take this thing out, and you could go cruising around and enjoy it.
How hard is it to drive? What's it? I mean, do they have to go through a class?
You just stick a backward, forward speed. You know, it's like,
is it like a joystick?
Yeah, it's a joystick.
So it's similar to a lot of wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And mobility chairs.
It's just like a power wheelchair with tracks so that you could go on rough terrain.
Huh. Wow.
And it's really it's something that I wish would be used a little bit more. Sometimes it could go for a couple of months without it. And we're at this beautiful time of the year.
Yeah.
And even winter. So, like I said, it's been used for ice fishing, it's been used for hunting, or just out on a trail.
Out in the woods, yeah.
You know, there's people that own chunks of woods that haven't been out in them for years that would like to be out to them. So maybe that'd be a kind of a nice gift for grandpa or something like that, is to say, hey, I'm going to go grab this chair and sneak up to grandpa's house with this thing and unload it and start playing with it out in the driveway and see if he notices and say, come on, gramps, let's go take a cruise. And it doesn't have to be grandpa, because, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that get injured way early in life, too.
Yeah, there are those people. So, and this is absolutely free, you said?
It's free. You sign a contract that basically says if you damage it, you're responsible. So if you kind of go crazy and you damage it. But otherwise, you know, it's really cool. It adjusts to the person. It's ergonomically set up so that you could move the seat front, forward, or back for a larger person.
Okay.
And the armrest flip up so it's easy to transfer.
Okay.
So, and then it comes with a light, so even at night you could take it out. And it's got a beverage holder.
Yeah.
And I gotta look at some of these other accessories. Let's see, it's 29 and a half inch wide, so you can take it almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So I've seen people load them in a van, so that does work. So that's something that would actually work for somebody that has a van. You wouldn't even need the trailer, though. Yeah.
So how do they reserve this? What do they got to do?
They just have to call Indigo at 715-392-9118.
Wow, yeah. So again, if you're out there and you have somebody who hasn't been outside in a while, there's this track chair, and it's basically a track that looks like a skidster. And like I said, it can go anywhere, and it's pretty nice. And to have it for free for a week, what a great gift.
That'd be a great gift to somebody you love.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. Indigo, we'll catch up with you again later.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.